This is Warhammer of ISBGN, USC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from UrbanNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is X-Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gween from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
And welcome to Urban Radio, the return of Oz, right here, Radio ITG. We're definitely not in Kansas anymore, Toto. And before I get started, let me just say that this is, we'll see how this goes today. I have the thing set up here, but I'm already being told there might be some issues with how I sound, how the volumes come over. And yes, believe it or not, I actually did test all this stuff the night before, and even today before I got on air. So with that said, we'll continue on, see how it goes, and we'll work on it as we go. Today's an exciting day as I return to the internet airwaves after about a six-month break. In fact, the entire development team has taken time off from Urban Terror development, but we'll sort of get into that a little bit later. If you want to be part of the show right now, drop me an email. You can email oswald@planetquake.com and tell me what's on your mind, or you can also send me a private message. I'm idling in Pound Urban Terror on ETG and QuakeNet, and I'm also on Pound Radio ITG and Enter the Game, QuakeNet, and Game Surge. Since I've not casted but twice on Radio ITG, some of you who are tuned in really not sure what Urban Radio is. Well, this show centers around the community that Siliconized Development, that's the development team that actually created and released the Quake 3 Arena mod Urban Terror back in 2000. Radio show actually began as an 80s show, believe it or not. Something I called Radio Oz during the old school days of Radio ITG. This is before we had shoutcasting and epileptic gaming and all the other quality casting you hear right here on Radio ITG. I sort of owe my start in shoutcasting to Blanks, who, as you know, is known as the Pawn Biggie of internet radio. He actually got me involved in casting back in 2001. Thus, I began my first show with something I knew, music of the 1980s. I played a wide variety of music, including requests and many of the favorites. I rarely took to the microphone and actually had anything worthwhile to say beyond the name of the song, the band, and a quick shout-out. I guess you could say I was a bit, I had a bit of stage fright, but I soon overcame it. And prior to my start in shoutcasting, I was actually approached by Blanks to give an interview regarding an upcoming release of Urban Terror. And in fact, I just listened to this a couple nights ago, and it's pretty damn funny to hear. Maybe one day we'll queue up some pieces of it. But it was myself, Barbecue, Sweet Nuts, and I thought we had one other. We had Apoxel sort of giving us a hard time, as he had just come on the team, and I believe it was his first release. But we provided an interview on Radio ITG to Ronan and Whispers, and of course Blanks, using an old application called Fire Talk. After that little baptism by fire, I started to kick around some radio show ideas, thus Urban Radio was born. Show has existed actually since 2001. The debut show began with the review and release of the Urban Terror Map Contest Map Pack. Aside from being more or less a disastrous contest, the show did draw some gamers who tuned in and liked what I did, so I thought, you know what, let's keep it going. So throughout most of 2001 and into, I believe, early 2003, the show religiously appeared each and every Friday. Urban Radio has also hosted many pre-release parties for the latest version of Urban Terror being released, and we were somewhat astounded by the success of the show and some of the numbers that not only grew in IRC, but also people that tuned in. So that was kind of cool. I sort of, you know, this is the community we created. Now you guys are out supporting us, so you know, for that, you know, we like to thank everybody for that. But along with the radio show, I also got into shoutcasting, covering more than about 150 Urban Terror matches, from Clan Base in Europe to the OGL, Team Warfare League, and the STA League here in North America. Unfortunately, in 2003, the radio show started to fall apart. You could say I was losing interest. It's not that easy, as some may think, to produce a show with creative topics and subject matter that keeps people interested. I also started expanding my horizons into new games such as Medal of Honor Allied Assault, Battlefield 1942, FIFA Soccer 2003. Now, don't diss it until you play it or shoutcast it. It's a kick-ass game. Raven Shield and, I hate to admit it, Age of Empires. That is probably the worst game to shoutcast. I know Wax Stevens will agree with me. He's one of the casters here at Radio ITG, but awful. Don't ever cast that. It's like watching paint dry. It's terrible. I also took on the task of setting up a Call of Duty casting team and organizing a casting schedule for another radio station here on the internet. Unfortunately, due to a bit of disorganization, of lack of communication, I felt the best course of action was to sort of sign off and not actively pursue Urban Radio or shoutcasting. I also attribute changes in my life that have affected me to the point of computer gaming really had no priority in my life anymore. One thing remained for sure, the support and friends of the remaining members of the development team, Silicon Eyes Development. Of all the work and effort put forth, including countless releases over the years of, or over the course of about 4 years, the one thing I value most are the relationships I have made with people that I've worked with. From the early days when Dr. 8 and I actually visited each other in California and in Australia, to meeting people like Zid German, Crazy Butcher, Sweet Nuts, Apoxel, and many of the others at QuakeCon at 2000, 2001, and 2002. Now, while the team has downsized, I still hold the friendships of Marine, Peter, Jeff, and Mark. You know them better as Blade Killer 27, Rabbit Cow, and Barbecue, is something that it can't be replaced, that I'll take with me when the game over sign is flashing on my screen. On that note, welcome back to Urban Radio. We're going to get into it right when we come back.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher, OG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad. Even Black Rizzy, he fell through the rocket, and Paul Wall's going to take off that quad.
Or some of this?
First Templar in quad, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Fearhoosh. He's pushing back one region slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you. I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem, so it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
And welcome back. It's Oswald here, Urban Radio on Radio ITG. I do understand I have a bit of, fuzz in the background. That's what I was talking about here at the outset of the show that I am trying to deal with. And hopefully we'll have it taken care of. If not today, well, next week. There's always next week to look forward to. But anyways, on with the show. In our Server of the Week segment, we want to draw attention to community servers. We put out the call each and every week to the community, allowing admins or clans to host the Urban Radio Server of the Week. To get things started this week, Hottie's Sixth Floor Hideaway is our Server of the Week. Bias selection? Well, yeah, probably, since I do pay for it. My wife, Hot Lips, is the admin of the server. Add to that, no emails from any other admins or clans in the community to provide a server. So, Sixth Floor is it. What can I say? Remember, in order to make this segment work, Urban Radio does need your assistance. So if you're a clan, if you're in a clan, or an admin of a server and want to be featured as your Urban Radio Server of the Week, just email me, oswald@planetquake.com. As for this week's information, you can actually find that on urbanterror.net. Click on Urban Radio, and you'll see all the information there. Server name, Hottie Sixth Floor Hideaway. The IP is 67.19.199.104. Standard port. It's located in Texas here in the USA. The admin, as I said, is Hot Lips, and it is run by Sixth Floor Clan or Clan Sixth Floor. Game type CTF today. I believe we have 18 player slots up. I'm not sure. Either 18 or 20. And two private slots, of which I am occupying one of those slots right now, if I can actually get into the game here. Just hanging out being a bum here, so it's 11 on 10 right now. Some good action. Limit is five caps, and the map will restart. The map this week is Oil Depot. And this week, in conjunction with the UT Map Depot segment, we are featuring the newly released level Oil Depot by Code Made Flesh. You want to join in on the fracking? You'll need to download the level if you did not have it. For links to ActiveWar.de and the UT Map Depot to download the map, click on the Urban Radio icon on UrbanTerror.net. If you have the level, well, feel free to join the server now. Try flushing in here a little bit later to get some other gamers on board, and so these guys don't basically hork the spots here on the Urban Radio server right now. As I said, score 4-3 in favor of the red team, being led by Love Hot Dogs, who's at 105 points, has died 30 times, but he thinks he's all that, so you know what, we'll let him think that for a while. And on top of the blue team, in Audio Access, guy's a good player, he's been around for quite a while, 84 points, 32 deaths, and a nice low ping of 56. If you have the level, as I said, you can try joining in. If not, check back later. And when we come back, we will check in on Silicon Ice Development, give you a development update. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every mission that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG.
wanted it. You got it. The gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG.
I think we are.
Epileptic Gaming, you're on the air. We're fired. Hello.
Someone's taking a crap. They called
this
us.
This is what we think of your show.
They took a crap. They did.
Calling all freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
Once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. Oswald with you, Radio ITG, as you just heard. We are on the server now, as flipping toggles and pushing buttons. I got to make sure I can still do all this stuff right, which seem to be having an issue with at the moment, but you can hear some of the action taking place here in the background. The map is full, and as we will talk about here in the review very shortly, this is a very large level. As we see some of the action going on here. Red against blue. I wouldn't have team names this week. I'm sorry. Server has just restarted. Excuse me. The map has just restarted. Red is already up to a 1-0 lead, being led by Mad Onion and Baked from Shaven Ape Brigade. The sixth floor is representing. They got shit. Half their clan on there. Oops. And Boss Hedgehog leading along with... Oh, God. Here's this name that I can never pronounce. And if I had the sounder, I would play it for you guys. I know I'm going to call him wrong. His name's like Perpro. Hypro? Those of you who've tuned into Clan Base before know I have a very difficult name, very difficult time in screen names. But anyways, we are in the server watching some of the action take place. And as I said, 1-0 is our score. And to be honest, I've never shoutcasted this map, so basically all new to me as we continue to watch the action. Sergeant Pepper over on the blue side being backed up now by his teammate. That's Hypro. Got the G36 out, doing a little damage there. We're going to check out the blue flag. Blue flag still in its place, being defended of the sixth floor. So anyways, the action's going on here. Red team come in and rush the flag. That's 6th NyQuil. Looks like he's going to go for a grab of the flag. Under the pipes he goes. He's going to grab the flag. There he goes, making his way back out under the pipes. He better hurry up, but he does have support from behind in Hobo. I believe that was his name. And it looks like Red is going to count the flag here past the military vehicles and down the side hallway, down the side corridor, however we would like to call that. Hear the action in the background there. That's Mick.DK take down a couple of gamers, and they look for the red flag, and guess what? Somebody has taken the red flag. So anyways, we'll get back into the server here a little bit later. Score right now 1-0, and a little bit later on we will flush the server so other gamers can actually drop on and check out the action. In our development update segment, as we posted November 15th on UrbanTerror.net, we are stepping up the work on the port to enemy territory. We make no apologies about the time we spent away, taking time off from development, basically in order to keep and maintain our sanity. Believe it or not, working 4 straight years on the mod has been very strenuous. I believe Blade Killer and some of the others here will back me up on that. Rarely, if ever, are games supported by developers for such an extended period of time. Case in point, Quake 3 Arena virtually ended with the final release of, the final 1.32, excuse me, point release. Although mods are somewhat unique and they do extend the shelf life of any retail game like Quake 3, unfortunately for Urban Terror, at this point in time it's becoming more and more difficult to find a retail copy of Quake 3 Arena. The upside is, it should only run you about $10 if you can find it. And I know I've seen it at Best Buy around here in the bargain bin. It's like, hey, maybe I should pick one up just for the hell of it. Why do I
know? I don't know. While we cannot give out all our development information, there are things happening, and there have been things happening in the past. Our last release
was in July of 2004, at which time we decided to step back from Urban Terror development through the summer and into early fall. We took time away to relax and reevaluate our
development team, the Quake 3 version, and
the port to enemy territory that was announced earlier in the year. Numerous threads on the Urban Terror forums have been asking for Silicon Ice to bring back the ET diary, That's the ETUT diary, I should say. That's the enemy territory, urban terror diary that basically gives you some idea where we are in the big picture here. This is something we are attempting to fulfill for the community. I had hoped to have it ready for you tonight, but because I slept in and because I worked all night, it's probably going to be tomorrow that we get the first installment of the ET Diary up. It's going to be a lot of things we've shown in the past, so those of you who want to flame me now, please go right ahead. Flame away, because we do have new gamers to the community, some who have never seen the pictures, screenshots and information that we're about to give out tomorrow. There are some new screenshots. Blade Killer, lovely Blade Killer, has provided us an inside look at Sarah. So that's just a couple of the things we'll show you tomorrow. While the information might not be as plentiful as it was before for the diary, as I said, updated screenshots, the current status, what we've accomplished, and what is yet to be completed. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. And when the time comes, what you all want, a release date. We know you would like that release date now, or better yet, you'd like to be playing ETUT, but that is not the case. So the pressing question is, so, Sid, where are you now? As mentioned on the website, we do have a playable demo that runs off of enemy territory, although this version that we have for our internal use is basically in pieces. By pieces, I mean we did not create a full download. There's no zip. It was pieced together by people like 27, by Blade Killer, by Tub, Barbecue, and everybody else who's still actively on the team. IC as well, I forgot him. Oh, and LT1. And remember, I'm the PR guy. I don't do jack. 27 has worked up numerous different versions of the DLLs, and we downloaded those, copied them onto our Q3UT, our whatever we call it directory, ETUT directory. And Blade Killer continued to work on some of the models. For example, Tom and Sarah, those are our male and female models for the port. Why these skins look outstanding, Blade admits she has more details to include on the models, and you'll see what I mean tomorrow when you check out Sarah. And in my book, Sarah is a 10. Wouldn't you agree, Blade? I'm sure you will. Speaking of models, the internal demo we're currently using the internal demo we have for ETUT is currently using the Quake 3 models and animations. Thus, that's one of the reasons we're not even going to consider releasing a demo. I mean, it's basically new code for ETUT using all the assets from Quake 3 version. So what's the point? And don't say it's to tweak the weapon,
because we're not going to fall for that. So, right now, no demo. Demo is for internal, that's us, Team Sid, only. Not even the quality assurance team will get that. Since we no longer have an active animator, 27 has taken it upon himself the task of rigging them with new models for ETUT. We do have some unused animations from the Quake 3 version of Urban Terror, and these will be included in ETUT. As I am getting messages now that I'm totally screwed. So, anyways, I guess I'm talking a bit too loud, so I'll back off here, and thanks for that. Couldn't tell, but anyway. On with the show. I just spoke about the animations. Unused, they will be included right now. The rigging and animating the models is the most important thing we need to accomplish in order to continue moving forward towards a release. We also have some of the ETUT levels converted. And some of you I know have visited Tubbs website, that's levelart.net, L-E-V-E-L-A-R-T, levelart.net. That'll show off some of his updated versions of his map Algiers. And you know what? Yeah, I know. Hang on. So I don't know how much that is actually caught or not, but I'm sure I'm getting flamed here. And you know what? I haven't seen it. Sorry, I'm just going back. Nah, I know what it is. Anyway. All right, let me take a quick break here, and I will come right back.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG.
See, doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anon did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Come on, no freaks. No.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
Hey, and welcome back. It's Oswald here after a few issues. Gonna have to fire my board operator here. Okay, so the board operator is me. But anyway, back to the show we go. In the UT Map Depot segment, I do want to take this opportunity to recognize two supporters of Urban Terror who, while I've really not seen eye to eye with in the past, they have done nothing but provided their time and support to making Urban Terror successful. The first person, Hybridsk. He runs the Urban Terror Map Depot, and each week he'll be sponsoring this segment in order to get community designers their level in the spotlight. This late into development, many gamers are basically jonesing for new levels. They want something other than the normal map rotation, which usually consists of Casa, Docks, Turnpike, and more Casa, Docks, Turnpike, and that populates probably 90% of the servers today. Unfortunately, gaining support for new levels 4 years after the release of Urban Terror has become quite a challenge. Level designer, not only do they spend months at a time creating their level, testing it, and getting it released, only to find that their level rarely breaks the map rotation. So this segment is basically dedicated to those designers in order to get their levels to break into that standard map rotation. I don't know. I do know there are some community servers that play nothing but community levels. And we salute those admins who have made this ability, who have this ability and make that happen. And while it sounds easy, there are difficulties adding unique and non-SID levels to your server. First, knowing what the overall map rotation is. Some servers have websites, which is a great idea, that tell you what the map cycle is and what levels you could, you know, be playing anytime throughout that day. The second is having a place to download those levels from. And while the UrbanTerror.net website does not have... God, I can't even talk today. Just take this tongue out, cut it off, and, you know, start over again. The Urban Terror website does have links to resources. We do not have the capability to carry every level that has been released for Urban Terror. So this leads to the other person I would like to thank, and that's Wolfseye at the German website actofwar.de. That's act-of-war.de. If you've been around the community and not living under a rock, then you are well aware of the service he provides to the Urban Terror community. He's been able to provide many resources, including levels for the Urban Terror community, and a lot of non-mapping, basically anything you can find for Urban Terror, it's a good chance he has it. He's gone through a lot of crap, including losing his website, but thanks to his determination and support from the Urban Terror players, Act of War is back up and running. Unfortunately, as of earlier this week, he did post some bad news on the Urban Terror forums. Wolfseye says, due to new financial problems and events, I don't have this much money each month to keep it online. It hurts like hell to tell some like this, but I can't change it. The monthly cost for this big root machine are much too high now to pay for it any longer each month. I don't know how long it'll be online, but not long. I rented myself a smaller machine where I try to back up most all of my stuff and my game servers, even if I cannot run them all at once on this machine because it's not as powerful as the one he's currently on. So we'll wait and see what sort of assistance or available hosting comes his way for Act of War. And we do wish Wolfseye the best of luck. One idea kicked around in the Urban Terror forums is the idea of donations. Unfortunately, and I can vouch for donations, that's really only a temporary fix. It does not solve a larger problem. I do it every month for our server. I mean, I got to come up with X amount of dollars. And I will preface that by saying there have been many who play on the Urban Terror server, or our Urban Terror server, the sixth floor, on a regular basis. And they do provide some donations, which is wonderful to help offset the cost. So it is difficult to keep it running. And I'm just getting a message here from Wolfsite. He says his website will be saying finances are solved so far. So I guess you got it right there. My information is old news. He updates me. So the German Wolfsite and Octavol.de, baby, it's going to stay up. Yeah, I know that probably sounds more like Arnold Schwarzenegger than it does a German. But hey, you know what? Deal with it. So, if you want to contact Wolfsci, admin@actofwar.de, or Act of War over on QuakeNet, you know, and I did that wrong. It says on Pound QuakeNet, but it should be Pound Act of War on QuakeNet. If you need to download any of the levels being played on the server of the week, check out the Urban Terror Map Depot or Act of War. Both sites are linked on urbanterror.net. And before we talk about our first level this week, Silicon Ice Development has an announcement for the level design community. That's you out there, the mappers who have mapped, who think they can map, and who, well, not really, who want to map. We're looking for new... do I even want to announce this? Maybe we should just keep it to ourselves, the entire distortion, or the entire team. We're looking for new community levels to be included in the port of Urban Terror to Enemy Territory. That's right, you did hear me right. We want your map. This is basically a call for community involvement, and it's a way to provide the Urban Terror port with a wider range of levels to play. We continue to hear gamers are tired of playing the same level over and over. Cosset, Docks, Turnpike, anyone? Yeah, I think so. For example, one level that we are after, and I'll make no bones about it, Subway 2 by Layearth. Subway 2 has everything a level needs to be successful, including layout, playability, quality, and detail. So it's that type of level. Now, don't interject your personal comments on what you think of Subway. Like, well, Subway 2 sucks for free-for-all, for TDM, or free-for-all. We don't like playing on it. Well, you know what? Try it on CTF. Try it on Team Survivor. The map rocks. That's one of the levels that, like I said, we will be after. Now, Sid is not really looking for someone to go out and make a new level specifically for the port. We were thinking more along the lines of an established level that's currently being played, but could get an increase in notoriety by being included. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rules, and we will be pulling our resources as a team with those developers and their levels that are selected. And we do want to thank Illogical, who has provided a tool for converting levels, and it's virtually painless now with this small program that he has that allows you to basically make your map work on ETUT. We'll be providing more details about this opportunity on urbanterror.net shortly, but keep that in mind, and no, we're not going to convert UT Box, I'm sorry. Same thing with UT27. Chances are UT27 is not going to be in the port. It might, but we'll just have to wait and see. So that's just some of what we're planning here. So remember, if you know somebody out there who's got a good map, and it might make a good conversion for ETUT, don't contact us. We'll get it all set up. We'll post it on urbanterror.net. We'll post it in the forums, and there's a good chance that information will also be on the UT Map Depot and ActiveWar.de sites. So with that, I'm going to step away, listen to a little face-to-face. It's Oswald. You're tuned into Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in, listen, play. Radio ITG.
Yeah, the foghorn is...
Hi there, friends and girly men. It is Arnold here to tell you about the revolutionary new breakthrough product that you can order online at web page to order. Look, you will not believe what this product can do for you, but I will tell you this anyway. So many of the little people come up to me crying and blabbering about things like, Arnold, you are hoarding me. Arnold, please let go of my throat. Arnold, I have a wife and two kids. Boo-hoo-hoo. The list goes on and on and on. Chances are you know some llama babies exactly like this. Am I right? Someone that just bugs the shit out of you every goddamn day, no matter how hard you try. Am I right? Am I right? You've tried all the things, like you tried the aspirin, the antiseptic spray, those icy hot things, morphine sometimes, anesthesia, of course. You've tried it all, but nothing seems to work. Am I right? Am I right? Well, now, for the first time ever, to advertisement offer, you can order my new doctor-recommended, clinically proven formula called Stop Whining. It's guaranteed to make all the whining sissy bastards shut the hell up once and for all, forever. But no matter if your loved one has a broken leg, a bad acne, cancer, or the plague. Hey, if it worked for me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm guaranteed it will work for you, am I right? Am I right? Hey, order today and get my Detective John Kimble police officer disguise kit absolutely free to you. Graded parties are just when you need that police discount at select restaurants and donut shops. Supplies are limited, so call now. Get yours by ordering today. Tell them Arnold said so. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, and we know that all too well. Stop whining. That's barbecue. His impression of Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of the great state of California. Anyways, it's Oswald. We're back. As, yeah, I know you hear something laughing in the background. That is the dogs over here. That's the dogs making all that noise. Anyway, on with the show as I get back to what we were talking about. First level to hit the Urban Terror Map Depot segment this week is called Oil Depot. Oil Depot by Codemade Flesh. And after spending many years reviewing the good, bad, and ugly when it comes to level design, I was highly impressed with this level, Oil Depot. It has a little bit of everything, depending on what you like in a game. Excuse me, in a map. And at this point, I would usually have Hybrisk provide the details for the level review. Unfortunately, I guess he went to a bachelor party tonight, and somehow, due to some unfortunate circumstances, I don't have any of the details that he was supposed to email me regarding this level. Anyways, don't fret. I've reviewed enough levels that I can tell you what's good and what sucks. Our quick and dirty, our down quick and dirty review here of Oil Depot. Level is mentioned, created by Codemade Flesh. One of the more impressive levels I've seen here from the community. And that's actually saying a lot, because I got to tell you, I'm not impressed with a lot of the levels. This is just one of the few that recently has caught my eye. Layout is, just as the title implies, an oil depot. Large storage tanks. And that's a donkey you hear in the background, if you're curious what the hell that is. Hang on for one moment. If you did miss what I said, a Hybrisk is supposed to be for providing all the details regarding this segment of the show, the UT Map Depot segment. Unfortunately, he's at a bachelor party. I'm without an email, so I'm sort of on my own here with the review. Between myself and LT1, we just threw together some comments that we think seem to work well with the map. It is a large map. It is an oil depot, a lot of large storage tanks with twisting pipes, fences, and open stairwells. From an overhead view, the levels virtually mirrored on each side with numerous open routes between each base. Teams spun in the rear of the level out of sight of their flag and the opposition. Even with many objects and buildings to use as cover, snipers, I still think, have somewhat of a distinct advantage in Oil Depot. Long open corridors provide train killers with many opportunities for the kill. Some great work on the brush-made models and some wonderful texturing. That's probably one of the best textured levels I've seen next to, say, Casa. I'm taking nothing away from what Cody did here, but this is a great textured map. And I know textures don't make or improve the playability of a level. It only really helps the overall quality, but this is one of the levels that I find impressive. Many MD3s have been custom-made, including some great detail inside the buildings and Those are positioned in opposing corners, and those basically give you another route to the opposing flag. Oil Depot, as I said, a solid map, and it is running right now on the Urban Radio Server of the Week, which is Hottie's 6th floor hideaway. You can get the details now. There are some open slots from www.urbanterror.net. Click on Urban Radio, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see all the information at the bottom. A few items to note. In a few spots, frames per second can get a bit laggy, but overall the level is quite steady. And to those people who get the lag, I say upgrade your TNT 2 card. You might just see an improvement in your FPS. I'm not sure. Or, you know, you may still have your two Voodoo 2s running in SLI mode. I don't know, but, you know, drop a buck or two, get a new card, and deal with it. Oil Depot does work better with more players. As mentioned, it's a rather large map. And in our case here for the Server of the Week, 22 is probably a bit extreme. That's 11 on 11. And most maps are not really created that large for that many people. But nonetheless, Frightfest 2004, right here, Radio ITG, go have fun. Another drawback that I found, as I see it was just mentioned in Pound Urban Terror, the colors of the team skins. Now, those are something that mappers can select. Unfortunately, this time around, green and red were probably not the best colors. Green, very difficult to see when you're on the red side trying to take a shot as a red team member. Very hard to see the green team. So that might be something that, you know, if this map is possibly selected for ETUT, that could be something that might be changed. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Nonetheless, it's a great map. I do want to thank LT1 for providing me some of this information. And when we come back, we will get on with what I call the free-for-all segment. And this week, free-for-all segment deals with violence and video games. It's Oswald. You're tuned into Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
Listen, play.
Believe it or not, I really do know what I'm doing here, although it really doesn't sound like it. But nonetheless, I do know what I'm doing behind these controls and behind this microphone with headsets on. Like I said, 6 months I've been away, so give me at least one show to get back in the saddle and feel comfortable here. So it's Oswald back with you, Radio ITG, and, 45 minutes or so left of show. I do want to thank everyone who's come out today to tune into Urban Radio. Didn't know what sort of a response we would see today, but so far it's been a very good response, and personally, I thank all of you for coming out. And Satan, Oz is a bit rusty. That is just a bit of an understatement. And no, we do not have any further pictures of me in my underwear. I freeball it now, so, okay. In our free-for-all segment, we look back at a topic that has spurred much debate, violence in video games. I have written a few articles that were posted throughout the internet on the subject. Like many of today's hottest games, such as GTA San Andreas, Halo 2, Urban Terror sold retail would carry an M rating as rated by the ERSB, that's the Entertainment Software Rating Board. I continue to advocate that video game developers and distributors are scapegoats when it comes to their role in video game related violence. But they have been continually named in lawsuits and targeted, and we'll look at a couple of examples. The place, Littleton, Colorado, Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, two high school seniors who gunned down 12 students and a teacher were avid gamers of Duke, Nukem, and Doom. They used to play against each other in what is known as deathmatch for hours at a time, says a student at Columbine High School. In 1997, Michael Carneal was convicted of killing 3 students and wounding 5 others in West Paducah, Kentucky, as he was an avid player of Doom, Quake, Final Fantasy, and Mortal Kombat. Other influences included the violent movie Basketball Diaries and the internet site Persian Kitty, along with other video games that prompt players to shoot characters in the game. In 1999, 3 families of the murdered students in West Paducah filed a $130 million damage suit against 25 defendants, including Nintendo, Sega, and Sony Entertainment. The suit claimed the computer games, quote, trained Carneal to point and shoot a gun in a fashion making him an effective killer without teaching him any of the constraints or responsibility needed to inhibit such a killing capacity. Does that sound like a lawyer writ that or what? Wrote that, I mean. August 2002, a U.S. Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, Ohio, upheld a lower court ruling filed in 2000 that said computer companies that said companies producing video games movies, and internet sites with violent content could not be held in the 97 shooting deaths in West Paducah. The latest controversy surrounds a docu-game, as it's tagged by the Scottish development group Traffic, and it's called JFK Reloaded. This game, for promotional benefit, was released 41 years to the day of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy to help disprove theories surrounding the fateful day in Dallas, Texas. Traffic's managing director, Kirk Ewing, says this is a new form of interactive entertainment bringing history to life and will stimulate a younger generation of players to take an interest in this fascinating episode of American history. I'll stop here for a moment and interject. Personally, I have no problem with this internet release of this game, which is touted as an, quote, educational tool in order to prove or disprove theories and findings from the Warren Commission report, which surmised that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination. As a gamer, I probably generate more support of that game, that docu-game, than, say, a mother driving an SUV with her teenage kids. After researching different internet sites and pulling comments, my viewpoint is definitely in the minority. Here's just a couple of random comments I found on a couple of sites. For example, this one: the fact that JFK's killing is an historical event doesn't exempt it from an ethical debate. That's from some guy in Scotland. It's not like we haven't been blowing people's heads open in video games before. An excellent piece of marketing. How would Britain feel if a game was created to reenact the death of Princess Diana? Let me see. What else do we have here? Some of these other comments. Hey, what about all you hacker geeks? Here's a chance to get your glory. That's not one I wanted to read. Got the F-bomb in it. I just can't read that one. I'm sorry. Here's a simple answer. Don't like it? Don't play it. Company loses money on the deal. Company doesn't make another similar game. So simple. So stop whining. So for the most part, though, like I said, comments are pretty negative when it comes to this sort of entertainment, if you can call it that. A spokesperson for Senator Edward Kennedy has called the game despicable. Game makers seem to be capitalizing on the lore surrounding JFK's assassination, and Traffic is even offering up to $100,000 to the player that most closely recreates the specific shots. I hope somebody in the prosecutor's office will take a look at this, says Senator Joseph Lieberman, Democrat from Connecticut. He's referring to the game by Traffic, in which a player peers through the rifle scope in an attempt to recreate Oswald's assassination of our 35th president. Game is not on the list of objectionable games because it is only available on the internet. You can get arrested for threatening presidents and any behavior that suggests you are contemplating taking violent action against an elected official. The line between this and the JFK Reloaded game is, in my mind, close, says Senator Lieberman, who's led past Senate decency campaigns involving movie, video, and music ratings. We genuinely believe that if we get enough participation, we'll be able to disprove once and for all any notion that someone else was involved in the assassination, says Ewing. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about video games. Are they going over the edge and teaching kids skills that are destroying society? It's Oswald. You're tuning into Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter in this very moment.
Thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
And once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. It's Oswald here with you, Radio ITG. You want to know what's coming up here, Radio ITG? www.radioitg.com. All your shoutcasting first right here as we can take you inside the game. And, you know, people keep sending me here requests. Unfortunately, I can't get to any of them today because I'm lame today. And, you know, I'm still trying to get back into this. So, like I said, give me a week and we'll get back into this. Before the break, we were talking about violence in video games. So we'll continue that conversation here. As developers, do I and the rest of the team have a responsibility when it comes to what we create? Will our project be tagged as despicable, offensive, grotesque, unacceptable, or better yet, controversial? Consider this. The average age of game players has risen from 10 to 29 since the American debut of the Nintendo Entertainment System in 1986, according to industry figures. And I remember my first NES. You know, it made me want to go out and shoot somebody. Then again, I was also the same kid who owned a BB gun, which I'm sure kids today don't own real BB guns. Developers continue to satisfy the desires that game players crave. They just happen to include many negative and repulsive actions such as killing, drugs, and gang violence. While Urban Terror has not been cited in any previous lawsuits, the name alone has been shrouded in some controversy. Just an example, there's a woman I worked with back in L.A. who was a mother of four, three of whom were boys, and her boys enjoyed video games, you know, PC games, console games. So in basically in casual conversation, I brought up the fact that we had created a video game. Needless to say, she was appalled at the title of the game and offended that I would help create something which, in her words, destroys kids' values and teaches them to kill. When 9/11 happened, there were people telling us we should change the name of the mod and drop the terror from Urban Terror. Some did not think it was right to use it in the name of a video game. Needless to say, we disagreed, and the mod name was, well, never altered. Check out this year's blockbuster games that are on the worst list according to the National Institute on Media and Family. The games include Doom 3, GTA San Andreas, Half-Life 2, Halo 2, Resident Evil Outbreak, PsyOps, The Mindgate Conspiracy, The Guy Game, Leisure Suit Larry, Magna Cum Laude, Mortal Kombat Deception, and Rumble Roses. The first four games, Doom 3, GTA San Andreas, Half-Life 2, and Halo 2, are probably the hottest, most anticipated titles of the year. So where is the line of decency when it comes to what is acceptable? I believe it's still the responsibility of the game player or parent who buys the game that is rated M for mature or A for adult, which is extreme sex or violence, and not with the developer or publisher. A game player's surroundings, such as their family, friends, and influences, and home life, have more of an effect on their development than a game like JFK Reloaded or GTA San Andreas. Kids and teens are prone to imitate what they see not only in movies and on television, but what is portrayed in video games. Anyone remember backyard wrestling? Barbecue, by chance? Anybody? But some of the media continues to discount the fact that a child's surroundings and their parental upbringing and point towards video games. Developers are always looking for that edge, that something that'll get them noticed and sell their product. I do believe traffic has the attention, albeit negative, of many right now with the release of JFK Reloaded. But I do recall another company in 1999, the Los Angeles-based Xatrix Entertainment, that supposedly ceased to exist when their Quake 2-powered gangland shooter Kingpin, Life of Crime, shipped. Amidst all the speculation, Xatrix did exist after the release of Kingpin. There were rumors of reckless abandonment by the publisher, firings, royalty withholdings, and even one story of political conspiracy against Xatrix in an attempt to squelch their unique ability to graphically illustrate the human condition during an administration set out to end violence in the media. Truth be known, Xatrix had been in business for 5 years and released 7 games, as they said it was time for a change in her Gray Matters Interactive. I guess the jury's really out on what will happen to traffic after releasing JFK Reloaded. It's definitely struck many people, most non-gamers, the wrong way. Having bought it and played it, along with reading the entire Warren Commission report, yeah, I was bored one night, guys. While doing my own investigation in the past 15 or 20 years into the JFK assassination, I found this docu-game quite interesting, and it only adds to what I have experienced in my findings. I still conclude the U.S. government was involved and not Lee Harvey Oswald, that he did not act alone. Nor did the fatal headshot in frame 313 of the famous Zapruder film come from his weapon. I guess we'll have to wait and see what alternate conclusions traffic draws with the information they are collecting. And when we come back, we'll look forward to what's coming up next week and check out some of the Clan League action. It's Oswald. You're tuned into Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG. And once again, welcome back. Oswald with you here, Urban Radio. This is, I don't know, at the second Urban Radio we've done here in 2004. I'm glad to be back on air. I do want to thank everybody at Radio ITG who's supported me, even though I've been more or less AFK for about the last 6 months. Anyways, league news segment, thanks to Titus over at ClanBase. Here are some of the happenings from the European online community. I hold these clans, admins, and the league in the highest respect. Over the years, I have covered many great cup matches with many quality players. Open Cup is now has reached its end. All the finals were played this past week. Division 1, the gold final, saw IQS, International Quake Squad, totally dominate the cup by beating all the best European teams one after another. And they have probably the best lineup that you could find in Europe. They defeated CNN. CNN takes second. And the bronze final had the Pimps defeat EVO. So There you have it, IQS, CNN, and the Pimps. And oddly enough, IQS was one of the first clans I ever shoutcasted. And for those of you who tuned in, my God, that was the longest shoutcast ever. I think the final score is like 1-0. It was horrible. Division 2 gold final, Helsing versus GUG. Helsing won 2-1 after a very close game. Bronze final, and clan went up against Paranoid Killers from one of my favorite countries, Portugal. And Anclan won 2-1. And Division 3, the gold final was Realm of Shadows, being defeated by FPS for the gold final. And in the bronze final, it was War defeating Decay 2-1. Nations Cup is now in its third and last week of the group stages. Here's a listing of who is sure to go through from Group A, Netherlands and Germany. Group B is going to have Finland and Hungary. Group C, Portugal and United Kingdom. Group D, Denmark and the Frenchies. Assuming the quarterfinal matches will be Netherlands going up against Hungary. Prediction, Netherlands with a victory. Finland versus Germany. The Finns beat the Germans. Portugal versus France. Portugal with the win. And Denmark versus the UK, with the UK coming out on top. That's pretty much all there is to say about that cup. With any luck, Radio ITG will be able to cover some of the Nations Cup semifinals and finals. Of course, that's going to depend on what happens with the rest of my system here, seeing as I'm still having a few issues. But don't worry about it. I have a week to get all this working once again. Team Warfare League, Season 5 of CTF is up and running, along with Season 3 of Team Survivor. After 4 weeks, there's only one undefeated in either the Rangers or Seals division. That's Clan Vex at 4-0 with 12 points. Behind Vex in the Rangers division, you have Fuzzballs, 3-1 with 10 points, followed by, and I love this name, Seth Bicky Bicky Beard, and then the Jambalaya Shop at 2-2 with 8 points. I've got to say that again. Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden in the Jambalaya Shop. How would you like your clan to be that? What's your tag? SBBBJS? I don't know. Anyways, kind of a cool name. Seals Division is crowded at the top. 4 clans tied with 10 points at 3-1. Those clans are No Names, Corrupted Asylum, Popping Heads Easily and Reliable, and Venetration. Season 3 of Team Survivor has Genesis undefeated at 5-0, racking up 15 points in the Seals division, while Black Ops Squadron, 4-1 with 13, is on top over in the Rangers division. There's also 3 clans in each division who are 3-2 with 11 points, including Flags to Frags. I don't know how you say this clan. Batolos de Operaciones Especiales, something like that. They must be from Spain. I don't know. I can't speak that language. Also 3-2 in the Seals division. Group Sex, POD, Pack of Destroyers, and Corrupted Asylum. Checking out STA League action from Season 8 of the Frags division, ICU, one of the best, sitting atop 4-0, followed by Genesis, Black Ops Squadron, and Flags to Frags. Flags to Flags. I wrote that wrong, too. Flags to Frags at 3-1. And also from Season 8 in the Flags division, I forgot their name, I'm sorry, the T-minus sign, I want to say it's Terminator or something like that, and Clan Vex are a perfect 4-0 with ICU, Corrupted Asylum, Blam, and Shaven 8 Brigade, and Fuzzy at 3-1. We're also looking to expand our weekly coverage here in both TWL and STA. If someone wants to provide a weekly summary, please feel free to contact me, and I'll be happy to pass that information on each week here on Urban Radio. And when we come back, we're going to get ready to wrap things up for this episode of Urban Radio. We'll be right back. And once again, welcome back. It is Oswald here with you as we get ready to wrap things up here for this edition of Urban Radio. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. As looks like I will be back with you, and I am looking forward to next week. Hopefully we will get some of these issues worked out that we had this week. Next week, Urban Radio will return to Radio ITG beginning at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and 00 GMT. The date's Saturday, December 11th. We're going to try to make this the permanent time slot for Urban Radio. Hopefully that'll happen. But right now you can plan next Saturday, same time, same place. As for next week's show, we're already looking for someone to host the Urban Radio server. Rest assured it will be up and running. If your clan would like to host this server, please email me this week, and I'll give you all the information you need. I also want to thank the UT Map Depot in Hybrisk. He will check in. I'll make sure he checks in next week with a full level review of another great community level. And next week, we also want to find out who is the Ken Jennings of Urban Terror Trivia. What does that mean? We're compiling a list, 50 to 75 questions, and we will be playing a version of Urban Terror Trivia. Plans are also in the work to hold the Developers Roundtable. That'll include myself, Blake Killer, Rabbit Cow 27, High C, and a possibly Barbecue and Tub if they are around. If you have any news or information, send it my way, oswald@planetquake.com, and don't mind that dog barking in the background. And I'll make sure whatever you say, I will get it on the air. All that and much more next week, next Saturday, right here, Radio ITG, where we take you inside the game. Everybody have a good weekend.
Over. All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.